We have had a beautiful rain that come across. I couldn't help but thinking about God and how God just blesses us. So turn, if you will, in your Bible tonight to Genesis chapter 1. That is the first book in the Bible. Brother Bill taught me that. In verse 1, and is this 39 books? It says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God said saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, 'Let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the water from the waters.' And thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, 'Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear.' And it was. And God called the dry land earth, and he gathered together of the waters he called sea. And God said that it was good. Then God said, 'Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth.' And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what we've read right here in the Word of God. And God, we thank you that you are Lord, that you are in control. And Heavenly Father, tonight, touch our hearts that we'll just recognize who you are. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. We see the very first verse here, the maker of the earth, or the world, the maker. Before anything was, there was God. In the beginning, says bushels about everything. In the beginning was God. Now, behind the universe, I've said this many times, behind the universe, it was not a process. So many people will tell you that it all came from an explosion somewhere of gases, and they began to form, and out of that explosion, things started happening. But before the universe was not it wasn't a process, it was a person. And then that person was the power of God to create. And you cannot understand life. Life makes no sense whatsoever if you leave God out of it. Think about it. If you leave God out of life, existence as we see it means absolutely nothing. You're just born and you die. You're born and you die. You're born and you die. But God has a purpose for each life. And we have it designed right here in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning. And if you have a problem with Genesis chapter 1, you have a problem not with anything but God, you see. You have a problem believing God. We must bring God into the creation of earth. He is the creator. And without him, nothing was made that we see. We must bring God into creation. And to me, it's a very comforting thought. To me, it's to know that God created this universe, and it is complete, you see. and he's completely in control of everything. Nothing happens by mistake. I believe God is, some people believe that God created it and just took his hands off of it. No, I believe God is working. He's still working in our lives. He's still working in this world. He has a plan. He has a purpose for each one. And I believe the Bible lays it out for us to understand. And you have to believe all of the Bible. You just can't take pieces and parts of it. You have to believe all of the Bible to be God's living word, instructing us how to live. It's God in creation here. Now, that is the maker, God. And then you see in the beginning, God did what? He created. That little verse, number one, God created. We see the method that God used to form the world. Then it says the earth in verse 2 was without form. It was void. There was nothing there. He created it, and yet it was there, but there was nothing. It was without form. It was void, empty. And God began to fill that void. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God began to move upon the face, and it hovered over the face of the waters, and God began to move there. And the problem that being formless, there's three days that God deals with the earth, we see here. It says, God's Spirit moved, and God said, let there be light. The first thing on the first day that God created was light. And he created out of that darkness, he put light there. And it, look what it says. And light, he said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light, and he said, it's good. And it divided the light from the darkness. Now, only God can do that. He can divide the light from the darkness. The second day, he created the air and the water upon the land. You see, on the second day, he created the air and the water. He's beginning to fill that void, that emptiness with things. And on the third day, we read it there, the plants and the land. God's method is not just thrown out there and it happenstance. God has a purpose and a plan in creation. God has an organized way of creating. It just didn't come by some explosion, folks. It was done by God, who knew what he was doing. It was his. He created, and he began to fill that firmament in the midst and divide the waters and the land and all of that. And he saw it, and he said, it is good. It was complete. It's what I wanted. On those 3 days, the earth. And then on the fourth day, if you read on down, on the fourth day, if you read, I didn't read all of this, but on verse 19, it's evening and morning was the fourth day. On the fourth day, he begins to take that light and fill the light or the heavens with the sun and the moon, you see, and the stars and things like that. And then on the fifth day, refers back to the land and the air and the water, he puts the fowls and the fish of the sea in those things. You see, he created the light, and then he has the stars to fill that. He created the waters and the air and the fowls and the fish on the fifth day. And then on the third day, we had the plants and the food. Then he has there, he has the man and the animals on the sixth day. God has organization about the creation of this world. Everything has a spot. Everything has a place. God knows what he's doing as he feels this. Some people say, oh, it just happened. And as I read this, and as I look at the nature that we have today, as I look at the heavens, boy, when I come in here, I saw the clouds. You know, it's amazing what God can do. Now, some say it was a period of time, and some say it was a 24-hour day. It really doesn't matter. I believe it's a 24-hour day. Some say It's translated sometimes a period of time, when they say day or in those days, but some say a day refers to exactly 24 hours. Well, there's consistency in creation. It just didn't happen. And look at what he created when he says the seed, according to its own kind. In verse 11, God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, all of its kind. The animals brought forth their kind. You see, horses produce horses, cows produce cows, rabbits produce rabbits, you see. Everything creates its own kind. There's a consistency there. And then there's a massive expanse of the universe. I was looking at the water in those clouds as they come our way, the dark blue, the water. They talk about water vapor in the air. I read that there's 54,460,000,000,000 tons of water in the air. That's enough to cover the earth all over with 3 foot deep of water. Now, that just doesn't happen by chance. There has to be a creator knowing just how do they hold all that water up there? But it's water vapor, see? And God does that. The stars, I love to sit out at night and look at the stars. I love to look at, and I told somebody, I said, if you've never sat out there and looked into the heavens at night and watch for those satellites coming over, it's just amazing. You can see them in the darkness of the sky, you know. But the stars traveling at the speed of light, that's pretty fast. It's like this. At speed of light, in 2 seconds, you could pass from the earth to the moon. Imagine, I don't want to ride that beam of light. I just want to watch it take off. 2 seconds is all it takes to get to the moon. That's fast. But yet it takes 4 years of traveling that fast to get to our nearest star. Now, folks, I don't know if that blows your mind or not, but mine burns out right along there. That is a long ways out there to the nearest star. It takes 10 billion years, and I don't even know how far that is, to reach the edge of our own universe. And yet God spoke it into creation. That's how powerful our God is. And the Bible tells us our God is concerned about you. Our God is concerned about me. Our God is a God that we can pray to, and he listens to every word. I have no problem with a God that big, that powerful. God creates, and he creates man. That is how he formed this earth. He's the maker, and he has a method behind all of his making. The three kinds of seed. Have you ever thought about that? The seed, and then the seedless, and then there's a fruit bearing. God took care of every position. I was talking to Brother Bill a while back. Somebody was talking about how do you explain God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It's three in one, and we talked about the egg and the shell and all of that. And I said, well, have you ever noticed the banana is split in three ways too? They looked at me kind of crazy. But if you break a banana, it's split three perfect ways. And you can share it with three people if you want to touch it like that. That's just thrown out there for y'all's benefit. I don't share my banana like that, but some could. And then there's the maker and the method of creation we find here in chapter 1. But there's also the message that we find in chapter 1. Now, this is what I wanted to get to. In the beginning, God. there's a parallel here between the physical creation and the spiritual creation. Jesus is all that God does for the sinners, for us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. We're a new creation. Without form and dead, nothing moved upon the face of the earth. Man in his sin, the Bible says, is dead in his trespasses and sin. Until God moves in our light. You see, man is empty. Man is void without Christ. There's that emptiness in our life without God. We were created to have fellowship with God. And without God in our life, we're like the earth. It's without form and it's void. There's a deadness about man in man's life. There's no light there. The world was dark, and God created light. Our lives are dark without Christ, and yet the Holy Spirit brings light into our life, and we become alive. Just like God formed the earth, He makes man come alive. And oh, when we come alive, we are able to understand how great a God that we have. You see, man was in spiritual darkness. I remember before I was saved how dark our lives were, without knowledge, without any kind of light. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to our heart, and we brought light into that darkness. Man has a spiritual need in our life, and God's Spirit moves to touch that need in our life. Those that came this morning for salvation, you know, God moved there. The Spirit moved. The little boy that came week four left, God moved in his life. Those lives were in darkness, and yet now God has brought something beautiful into their life. They are alive in Christ. You see, God goes into action in our deadness and brings us life. Salvation comes when the Spirit of God moves upon our heart and our life. And light is the first thing God created. And it's the first thing that brings into our hearts and our lives that we can understand that God is love. And He loves us. And He gave Himself for us. And when the salvation of God Spirit moves into our life, He creates us over, you see. We're born again. No longer are we walking in the darkness. No longer are we empty. That void is filled in our life, and we have something new. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. He's made us alive. When God comes in, the light comes on. The light comes on. He is the maker. He is the method. And He's the message that we have in our life. If you've never accepted Christ, if you've never let that light come in, you need to tonight. You need to tonight. If you've been walking in darkness, come out of that darkness into that marvelous light. God loves you so much. He cares for you so much. Just like He filled the earth and took care of every need that man has, every need that this earth has, God takes care of it. Every need that an animal has, God takes care of it. And if He loves, the Bible says, if He loves those little birds to take care of all their needs, how much more does He love us? Folks, that's our God. He's an awesome God. He is a creator God. He was in the beginning creating, and he will be in the end. I hope you know him tonight, and I hope you serve him tonight. That's our Maker, and that's our message. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you can take a dead body, a dead life, and bring light into it, and give life to that light, that we might have an abundance, that we might know you, that we might serve you. And Lord, I pray tonight, if there's someone here that's lost, they'll come to know you. If there's someone here that's not serving you, Lord, that they'll begin to serve you because of your great love towards them. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.